This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdal. The markets are calmed, Iran-wise, but as we were saying up at the top of the program, it is early days yet, and there could be more than just missiles at issue. Turns out, as Marketplace's Scott Tong reports, online disinformation is something Iranian hackers have proven themselves pretty good at.
This morning, Americans heard U.S. troops were withdrawing from Kuwait, except they weren't. Kuwait's state news agency said its Twitter account got hacked. That could have come from Iran, says Georgetown's Ben Buchanan. His upcoming book is The Hacker and the State.
We don't know with certainty that those have been traced to Iran, but it would seem to fit the fact pattern reasonably well.
A pattern of cyber propaganda spread through social media like fake Facebook accounts. Buchanan says this helps rally support within Iran and elsewhere in the Middle East. On Twitter yesterday, word spread that the U.S. took on dozens of casualties in Iraq. Again, false, but for a while effective, says Kunish Karan. He's with the Atlantic Council think tank's Digital Forensic Lab.
There were more than 40,000 tweets, and it was trending in the United States. It came as a message in a disinformation way from the Iranian state media, but it caused a lot of misinformation in the United States.
Iran has inflicted more traditional digital pain, hacking into U.S. corporate servers, deleting files, and taking down websites. Former Pentagon Undersecretary Jim Miller, now a fellow at Johns Hopkins, worries about certain companies.
One is the financial sector, which they've gone against in the past, the electrical grid, and the third is getting into the information and communications technology sector to disrupt communications.
U.S. intelligence reports say Iran lags behind China and Russia in hacking, but analysts say its cyber army can worm into networks and attack when ready. I'm Scott Tong for Marketplace.